Vice President Dick Cheney outlined the Bush administration's energy policy yesterday in a speech in Toronto. He's promoting a supply-side approach, focusing on finding new sources of oil, natural gas, and coal, while downplaying the importance of conservation. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Mr. Cheney's plan is drawing mixed reviews in the state with the most immediate power problems, California.
Vice President Cheney's speech was billed as a preview of his Energy Task Force report, which is due to be released later this month. With so much attention focused on California's energy problems, Cheney said it's natural for Americans to ask whether California is once again foretelling a national trend. He warned that without a clear, coherent national energy strategy, all Americans could one day go through what Californians are now experiencing. But if California is an example of a sick patient, then what the vice president prescribed won't help the state in the short run. In fact, Cheney acknowledged that the administration has no quick fixes for problems like those in California, much to the dismay of energy experts such as UC Berkeley's Severin Borenstein.
Well, I don't see anything here that really relates to the summer crisis that's coming for California.
Stanford University energy economist Frank Wolick is critical of many aspects of Cheney's speech, but he agrees with the vice president that the state's transmission grid is in need of repair and expansion.
The infrastructure in California and in the U.S. in general for delivering electricity is inadequate to the task of competitive wholesale markets. In the New World, you could kind of think of it as the transmission facilities are really the superhighway along which power has to travel. And in that sense, we probably need to at least expand that.
Cheney also boosted coal as the nation's most plentiful and primary source of electrical power generation. New technology could soften its impact on the environment, he said, adding that one of the best environmental safeguards is the deployment of nuclear power. But it's been 20 years since the government last issued a new nuclear power permit, and reinvigorating the market for nuclear power would be a very tough sell in environmentally conscious California. Any new construction would face skeptics in the financial community, too, says Jan Smutney-Jones, executive director of the Independent Energy Producers Association.
I think it is inaccurate to blame or for environmentalists to take credit for stopping the nuclear industry. It was largely bankers that did that, based on the amount of time it takes to deploy that technology and some of the risks associated with that.
Such as the problem of nuclear waste disposal. But Smutney-Jones, who represents some of the energy companies who have prospered under California's power crunch, was generally pleased with the vice president's remarks, which he characterized as an opening statement.
The question really comes down to, what does that mean in terms of specific details?
Similarly, T.C. Chang, an electrical engineer at the University of Southern California, said it's too early to criticize an energy policy that's still being written by this new administration. However, Chang added that Cheney's speech didn't address the policy that triggered California's power crunch.
And I believe the real root cause of our problem really arose from this deregulation problem that we all recognize now. So without deregulation, in other words, if there were no deregulation enacted in 1996, we wouldn't have an energy crisis today.
Chang says if the state were not buying so much of its electricity on the spot market, California's problems would not be as acute. Other energy experts expressed disappointment that Cheney minimized conservation efforts. Given the state's financial jam, they say the only hope of avoiding protracted blackouts this summer is if Californians cut back their consumption. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.